Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, many of us remember Frontier Town. It's making news in the paper today. How come?
Well, now there's a new plan for that once thriving amusement park that had a Western theme. It's located at exit 29 of the Northway. It closed back in 1988. Now, Governor Andrew Cuomo and some local officials in the Adirondacks want to use that 85-acre site for a new $32 million gateway to the Adirondacks. They want to build a big visitors information center, add some campgrounds, have some horse trails so riders can bring their horses and use the network of trails that are up there. And if that isn't enough, there's going to be beer. Paradox Brewery, a craft brewery in Scroon Lake, is planning to put a production facility there. So it's a big change. Officials in the Adirondacks are really happy to see it. It kind of is part of a reversal that's going on. You know, the Adirondacks had been a pretty popular tourist area until the 1960s when the Adirondack Northway was completed, and that let cars just kind of zoom right past a lot of these local places. It used to be that everyone took Route 9, and now the state is buying up old Fitch Prime property up there and reopening a lot of hiking and biking trails, and so there's a lot of optimism, and this is going to be key to it all at Exit 29, a new gateway.
Well, from optimism to perhaps some pessimism, it looks like, according to the paper, there may be another casualty in the scandal involving, quote, SUNY Polytechnic Institute.
That's right. The school had an agreement in place to launch an $800 million biopharmaceutical development center at its Albany campus. This was where drug companies were going to do pilot manufacturing. However, it seems now the project is on hold, and its partners, General Electric's healthcare division and Albany Molecular Research, have been especially quiet about the status of the venture. And of course, this all comes after the arrest in September of SUNY Poly's founding president, Elaine Collieros, on state and federal bid rigging charges. But now documents obtained by the Times Union indicate that this pharmaceutical project had been like the biggest push yet at SUNY Poly to kind of mirror its semiconductor development success in the biopharmaceutical field. So it was anticipated that should it go through, 1,100 jobs would be created over 10 years in this area. The state was planning to pitch in about $13.5 million, but the rest was coming from private entities. Uncertain what its future is, just last month, word came that a chip manufacturing plant that was at SUNY Poly's campus near Utica fell through. So there's a lot of people calling for new leadership here and for the Cuomo administration to get back this whole thing back on track.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you, David.